Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
It's Jasmine. How are you today?
Okay.
Good. Sterling, I was just calling to find out if you were still interested in doing the provider change to the new home care agency, sir.
It's a change what?
You were going to call me back with the information for the patient to get you guys with a new
Oh,
agency?
I thought you spoke with I had my sister call you about that. She didn't speak to her?
Wait, what's your sister's name?
Mary Bonner.
Right, she said she was going to look into it and then she was going to call me back. She asked tons of questions, so I wasn't
Okay.
sure what we were
Yeah, but
doing.
she had all the information. She had all my mother's information. So I gave her your number. I said, call this young lady here and she and give her all the information because she has all the what did you need it?
So,
To write this down.
I just need your mom's first and last name, her date of birth, her address, so we could submit the referral.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me write this down.
Yep.
All right, you need what now?
Her first and last name, her date of birth, a good phone number.
Name, date of birth, and phone number. Name,
What's
date
your
of birth.
mom's name?
Zella, Zella.
Zella. Okay.
Yeah. Excuse me?
No, I said okay. Spoke to Mary the other day, gave her all my info. I'm just writing the notes. So if you want to call Mary back and let her know, hey, Jasmine's waiting for you to contact her.
Contact.
Me. Contact me at 267-551-5513.
Write this down, 267. Five, five, one.
Yes, 7410.
Say it again, 7014.
7410.
7014.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I can hardly hear you on the phone. My phone is acting up. So you have the, I can't understand. Date of birth, name and date of birth, right?
Name, date of birth, address, phone number, and we could submit the referral so that we can get her some help or pay your
All
sister to take care of her, either or. Or
right.
pay
All
you to take care of her, whoever you guys want.
right. Address and phone number. I'll get that right to you.
Okay. You take care, Sherry. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
How can I
Yeah.
text it to you?
I don't do text, but you can call me.
All right, okay.
All right.
I'll call you at the number you just gave me.
Yeah, that's my number.
Hell, first, let me see. I don't know how to date a birth. What's your birthday? I'll give it to you right now. She's right here.
Okay, let me. What's her birthday?
What's your birthday? June 22nd. June 22nd. What year was you born? What year was That's what I said. July 22nd, 1936.
Zella, Zella.
Z as in zebra. Ella.
And the last name?
Bonner.
Okay, let me check real quick to see if she has the eligibility codes. Hold on. We could do this right now then. One second.
She gonna check it right now. Put on speaker in here.
Please hold.
S.
All right, I'm going to review that information one more time. The first spelling of her name is Z as in zebra, Ella, correct?
Yes, correct.
And Bonner is Bonner.
Correct.
And birthday is July 22nd, 1956. Is it June or July?
No, 36.
36. Oh, okay. One second, 36.
4 years old, have
So she's not on Medicaid. Ask if she's ever tried to apply for Medicaid before.
I don't think so.
Right. So then that would be the next step. I'm going to give you the information that you need to call so that you can call to help her to at least fill out an application to see if she's eligible for Medicaid. Because if she is, then you guys can get paid to take care of her.
I write this down.
Yep.
Okay.
I want you to call the Medicaid broker at 877-550-4227.
And this is who?
This is the Medicaid broker number. Tell them that your mom is in need of home care services and you're calling to assist her through it.
Okay, Medicaid broker.
That's 877-551-4227.
Now tell them I'm calling for what now?
No. You're going to call the Medicaid broker and tell them that your mom is in need of Medicaid services.
Okay.
You're calling to help her through it.
Okay.
Because she has to get on the right type of insurances that covers home care. Right now, she don't have Medicaid. And Medicaid is the only program that covers a friend, family, or trusted loved one overseeing the care of another and that they could get paid for it. So that's the program that you need right now.
Okay.
I'm going to put you down as oral contact for her.
Right.
And then give me your address because I'm going to submit the referral right now so we can further assist you. What's the address?
For me?
Yeah, for you. Mm-hmm.
32 Pine Needle. Pinneedle, Pine Needle Road.
Okay.
That's going to be in Levittown, Pennsylvania.
What county is this?
Buck County. Bucks County.
Buck County, okay. Yeah. And she resides with you?
At this point, yes.
Okay, so 19, is the zip code
19056.
All right, so remember, you're going to call the Medicaid broker. Let them know that your mom needs Medicaid. Write that down. Medicaid.
All right.
Tell them that she needs home care services and you're applying for Medicaid on her behalf. You're her son.
Okay.
All right? And if you have any questions or get lost along the way, call me. I'm going to submit the referral so that the specialist can get a hold of you and send you the hiring application. You know, either you're going to fill it out or whoever you want to get paid to take care of her so we can get you guys on track.
All right. Okay.
All right. Welcome to Family First, okay? You call me if you need me.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.